Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling your everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning a task for today. Our topic for this morning is don't you dare quit. Don't you dare quit. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verses 33-33. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements for today. Number one, I will be preaching on September 21st at Outreach Church in Miami for their women's conference. I will be giving you more information about that later, but please go ahead and save the date. Number two, set your alarms now to tune in with me live for Morning Motivation at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from our website at feeldefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. But if you miss this powerful broadcast live, you can hear it after 8 a.m., hear the recording online at feeldefire.com. That includes from your cell phone, and you can share the broadcast, learn more about me, see upcoming events, and everything else that you need to know at feeldefire.com. Finally, do not forget to order my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. God is not the holdup to getting to you to where you're supposed to be. You are. That powerful new release is on sale now, and you can just order it at feeldefire.com. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. And also from following me on Facebook at Roxy Williams. That's R-A-W-S-I, Williams. And I also post the broadcast there as well. All right, please govern yourselves accordingly to our announcement. Now, let's go to the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verses 33-33. I am reading from the KJV. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." Praise the Lord for the reading of his word, wherever you are. What is our topic for this morning? Don't you dare quit. Do you feel like giving up sometimes? That it's not worth continuing to fight, to struggle, to believe or pray, to continue to intercede, teach or wait, to just hope or believe for whatever it is that you desire in life, or whatever it is that God promised you in life? Do you just feel like throwing in the towel, that you have waited so long that you're just tired of waiting for that husband to find you, for that right wife for you to find, for that promotion, for your kids to get it together, for things just to go right in your life? Well, don't you dare quit today. I said, don't you dare quit today. God has given you the victory despite the giant in the land of your life. In today's scripture that we read, Moses had sent out some of the men to go out and scout the promised land, to search out the land of Canaan, because he was leading the children of Israel to the promised land that God had already promised them they would conquer, but not only conquer, but possess. So he sends these men out to go search out the land, and 40 days later, they come back, or they return to give their report, their scouting report, to Moses and the children of Israel. So they have called everyone together, and Caleb says to them, yes, we saw the land. We can do this. We can conquer this. Come on, everybody. Let's get ready and go. This is what God has promised us. But then the other men say, wait. Hold up. You see, what had happened was we went in that land and we saw giants. We can't overtake that land. We can't possess it. We can't conquer it. I know God said it belonged to us. I know God told you, Moses, that this is the place where you are leading us. I know God is God, but hold up, wait a minute. We can't beat those people because not only were there giants, but in our own sight, we were grasshoppers. Wasn't that powerful? He didn't say the giants told them they looked like grasshoppers. He said, in our own mind, in our own perspective, in our own conclusion, calculation, self-assessment, and evaluation, we were grasshoppers. In other words, we were defeated despite what God said. So there's no need for us to even prepare to mount up, get ready, and go to war to take what God already promised us, because we cannot win. It is a horrible thing when you quit because you're a grasshopper in your own sight. It is a tragedy and a travesty when you will give up on what you know belongs to you, what has been purposed to you, because you have decided, despite the inherent knowledge that God told you that you are more than a conqueror, or that God directly spoke to you about a situation, but that you will give up and you will quit because you've already decided you're an eeny, weeny, little, bitty, tiny grasshopper. Don't you dare quit. Let me tell you a story. I stood in open court with one of my clients. This is a criminal defense client recently. And the prosecutor was on the other side. And at this point, this was our fourth appearance in court. The first time we'd gone, he was charged with felony grand theft and another one or two charges. And we had gone there, and the first one was an arraignment where I entered not guilty and the demand for jury trial. The next two hearings we went to, the prosecutor each time offered a plea deal to my client on record in open court. My client had never been convicted of a felony, and I believed he was innocent and that we could win this thing. So each time she would offer a plea deal on the record, and the first plea deal, we declined it on the record, and we renewed our demand for jury trial. Of course, the client is just standing there, I'm speaking. The second time we went back, she offered another plea deal, and this one was had even more requirements in it than the first one. Well, I declined again and renewed my demand for jury trial because I believed my client was innocent. While I was there, I gave her some more evidence, and I said, we will be filing a motion to dismiss this. I believe my client is innocent, and really based on these charges, well, let me just continue because we don't have but 15 minutes. So we showed up again. I want to read her words to you. So I'm on my law office website now so that I can read to you what she said to the judge about me in open court. All of the other prosecutors are there, the public defenders, the other private attorneys such as myself waiting on their case to be called. The courtroom is full of other people waiting on their cases, inmates from the jail waiting on their arraignment. And this is what she said when they called our case. Your Honor, Ms. Williams put forth heroic efforts to convince me that her client was innocent, to show me he had not committed a crime but made a mistake and had used bad judgment and had been scammed. At this point, you could have heard a pin drop in the courtroom. It was that silent because, remember, the people had already seen me there with two times within the prior month rejecting her plea deals and saying I was going to file a motion to dismiss. So at this point, you know, everybody's wanting to hear what she had to say. She continued. And, Your Honor, I agree. I know Pross and drop all charges. You could hear an audible gasp in the courtroom. My client, when we left out of that courtroom, he hugged me so tightly. He said, you did it. You did it. Now just think about if I had quit, if I had urged him to accept the plea deal, if I had thrown in the towel, taken the easier route, because it appeared that there were giants in the land. On yesterday, another lady called me. She's been charged with a crime, and I don't know her, but she said to me, another prior client referred me who had these same charges. He told me, you're the one to call. A different lady emailed me. She said, I called you a few months back, and I didn't retain you, but I've been going to other people. This is an assisted living facility case. And they told me the attorney you need is Rossi Williams. So can you please call me? They said you're the one to fight this case. What I'm trying to show you is what happens and what will happen in your life regarding your promises, your purpose, your destiny, your call, when you get to the point that you stop quitting, you stop throwing in the towel, you stop perceiving yourself as a grasshopper in regard to whatever God has promised you. It is my purpose, see, in life, to fight for justice. I became an attorney after my brother was incarcerated. So I can't go in fighting your case, looking at who is against me, quivering in my boots, saying, that's a giant. And I see myself as a grasshopper. No, don't I dare quit on you. And don't you dare quit on yourself. Don't you dare quit on your marriage, your promise, your children, your occupation, your dream, your vision today. Don't you dare throw in the towel. I don't care what it looks like. Don't you dare quit. You know what God told you. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Go into prayer with me right now, brothers and sisters. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. We praise you for this right now relevant, empowering word to encourage us. Don't we dare quit. Don't we dare give up. We've come too far to turn around. Now, Father, some people listening to this broadcast right now are discouraged, they're depressed, they're right at the brink of giving in and giving up. But I come today to speak into their lives that they are the head and not the tail. They are more than conquerors, that when God is for them, he is more than the whole world against them. I say to them, Father, don't you dare quit. Don't you dare quit. I don't care what it looks like. Don't you dare quit. I don't care who said you are not worthy, you are not enough, you cannot accomplish it. Be like Caleb and say, we can possess it. I can possess it. Why? Because God promised it to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening. For the things they have laid before you, that they understand that faith without works is dead, that they cannot attain it by just a passive state of being, but that they must consciously, affirmatively put forth the actions to go in and exercise the faith and the declaration you've given over their lives by saying, today I'm going to go in and possess it. I will not quit any longer. No more low self-esteem. I will not quit. In the name of Jesus, we pray that everyone listening say, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Praise him wherever you are. Praise the Lord today. Now, I've got to get ready and give you our task for today. I'm so excited. So let me first give an altar call. If you are listening and you are not saved or you are backslidden, please repeat after me now. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask forgiveness of every sin. I repent right now. Hallelujah. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the kingdom. Make sure you get into a great Bible-believing church that you're tuning in with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern so that you can grow in the Word. Well, all right, our topic for this morning is don't you dare quit. Hallelujah. Your task for today is don't quit. Whatever it is, get that fire back in your belly again and don't quit. Well, you know it's Friday. I end with a different song, right? Because this is Feel the Fire Fridays. Do not forget to go to the website, share this broadcast with at least two people, and order Smash the Glass Filling of Blessings from feeldefire.com. Don't you dare quit today.
And if there's a man upstairs, he can't.